second shiur in Shar HaBitochon, Kavis Halvavos, Sunday Shiurim, Tavshinayin Hay, second shiur of the new series of Shar HaBitochon, Sunday, January 11th, Chof Teves.
Second shiur in Shar HaBitochon, this new series of Shar HaBitochon on Sundays, and we started the psicha. And the definition we're going to give for bitochon is reliance in terms of a verb, meaning whenever a person does anything, they're relying on something, or else they wouldn't do what they're doing. They could be relying on, if you think about it and you break it up and you analyze it, we're always relying on something. If I'm waiting for a bus, so I'm relying on Eged, on their schedule, on the driver, I'm relying on the manufacturer of the bus, the manufacturer of the tires, the person that's supposed to make sure there's gas in the bus. There's really hundreds and thousands of things we rely on every time we do anything. We rely on our own intelligence, we rely on our own know-how, we rely on our body to function normally, or else we wouldn't cross the street. We'd be afraid that we would get a stroke in the middle of Chas V'Shalom, and then the car would hit us. I mean, anything we do, we rely. So Bitochon teaches us to rely on Hashem. And it's a life-transforming mindset, because once you rely on Hashem, it just changes everything in your life, because then you should not be nervous about the things you're nervous about. You should not be. You wouldn't do anything that's usur, let's say, in order to make friends or to get a parnasa or to get a shidduch or to anything, because it doesn't make any. There's no logic to it. There's no logic to it. If you're relying on Hashem, then obviously you're not going to flaunt the Dvar Hashem. Because all of us takes into account that we are not perfect, and therefore he mentions, as we'll see, that part of his definition of bitachon is the realization that Hashem does rachmim with us even if we don't deserve it. The difference between that and flaunting the Dvar Hashem, we'll see as we learn through the Shar. But that's what bitachon means, to teach ourselves, to train ourselves. It's like, it takes an effort, it takes a certain mindset. It's an effort of, you know what I'm really relying on? I'm relying on Hashem. Now, Chavidalova says that this is the most necessary midah to be able to serve Hashem properly. That's how he starts off the Shar, because he's explaining in the Seder HaDvarim, we understand why Shar HaYichud comes first, and why Shar HaPachina comes second, and why Shar HaVodos HaLakim comes third, because we understand that progression according to the Chavis HaVodos. Shar HaYichud is what reinforces within us the belief that Hashem exists and that Hashem is responsible for everything that happens. Shar HaPachina reinforces our mindset that Hashem is a meitiv to us and showers us with good things. He writes in the Hakdama to Shar HaBechina that there are three issues, which is why we have to teach people to realize this. And you know, he says one is that we are used to things and we don't appreciate them. Two is we feel a sense of entitlement, and three is that everybody's life has problems, and that's what we focus on. We focus on what we don't have, we don't focus on what we do have. That's his Hakdama in Shar HaBechina, why he has to write Shar HaBechina, to make us realize that with every breath we take, every time the sun is shining, every time we're breathing oxygen, every time anything, it's all gifts from Hashem. Okay, then Avodas Elokim, and he says that Shar HaBechina is the bridge between Shar HaYichud and Shar Avodas Elokim, because that's how we experience Hashem. Our knowledge of Hashem doesn't come so much from the philosophy of Shar HaYichud, but from the reality of Shar HaBechina. That's what he says. So this is like every man's Shar HaYichud is Shar HaBechina. But it also is the bridge to Shar Avodos HaLokim, because the Chavis HaLokim is probably most famous principle is that all of our Avodos Hashem is based on gratitude, and it's the way we say thank you to Hashem for everything He does for us. If you don't feel that way, you got a problem. So you could ignore the problem and you could say, I'm going to serve Hashem because or else I'm going to go to Gehenna, or I could serve Hashem because I want to go to Gan Eden, or I'm going to serve Hashem because He's the Melech, Malchei HaMlochem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's okay, you know, halavai we would do that. It's not ideal though, it's not the Chavis HaLovus' world. Chavis HaLovus wants us to serve Hashem out of gratitude. And therefore you have to learn Shar HaBechina first, because you have to really understand that. And anything you go into, whether it's how the eye works, or how gravity works, or how it rains, or how the body digests food, anything, how I'm talking, how my brain's working, how you're writing, it's like, you're just overwhelmed. So Shar HaBonus Elokim is teaching us that, how to serve Hashem, and it's always out of gratitude, it's our way of saying thank you. It's acknowledged, and we're not learning Shabbat as Elokim, that was on Wednesday. It's acknowledgement that we acknowledge Shar HaBechina. That's what Shabbat as Elokim is. And if you really go through the mitzvahs, the overwhelming majority of mitzvahs easily can be understood to be awareness of Hashem and what Hashem does for us. Easily. And that's what the Ramban says at the end of Bo, that all the mitzvahs are manifestations of Emuna, and to reinforce our Emuna. I said a few weeks ago in Shul that Beinodem Achaveiro is really not to have a smooth functioning society. You have that, and it's wonderful, and it's great. But the principle of Beinodem Achaveiro is to be like Hashem. So in case you'd be wondering how such a large category of mitzvahs, how that reinforces Emuna, is because the idea and the principle behind every Benodem Lachaveiro we see from the Rambam is to be like Hashem, who gives, who's fair, who cares, who does for others, who's a nosein, not a no-tail. Everything is in the tzaddik yosher, who, Nemon, yosher. So all these things are really, and I want to be like Hashem, because that's how I am dovek to Him, and that's what the Mitzvah Shorim writes in his Hagdama. The more mitzvahs we do, the system is that we do mitzvahs and we become spiritual beings, we become similar to Hashem, and therefore we're dovek to Hashem, and that metamorphoses into our schar in Gan Eden. That's how Mitzvah Shorim puts it. The idea of doing things for Hashem, even if we wouldn't get schar, is a lofty ideal that is probably beyond my capabilities. Not you ladies, your ladies are wonderful, but it's beyond my capabilities. But a way to be able to just grasp it and to understand it is, I think, with the Chavis HaLodos. Because according to Chavis HaLodos, he views it all as a way of saying thank you. It's like, I'm not even thinking of my schar. Why should Hashem, it's like saying thank you to Aunt Margaret, and then you get a reward for saying thank you. Like, what? No. Aunt Margaret gave me something, and I'm saying thank you. She was first. Like, why should I get a reward for saying thank you? But that's the amazing tova that Hashem does for us, but you can't win, because then you have to say thank you for that. And it's just, you're on a treadmill and you can't catch up, which is why the Chavad Allah says we never really deserve Olam Haba, because we never really can say thank you enough. And that's why he has a whole explanation that there's two ways in which we're Zolka to Olam Haba, since we can never say thank you enough. And it's also, that's why he bases his principle that the more blessed a person feels, the more they have to increase their Avodas Hashem. If I feel blessed that, my children, I'm over a certain shidduch crisis part of my life, so I feel like a special thank you to Hashem and to everyone that was involved, but to Hashem, of course, not of course, primarily, Hashem enabled everything. So I have to increase. Maybe I have to increase my learning. Maybe I have to increase my giving tzedakah. That's a very important principle of the Chavis HaLodos, based on his idea of what our Avodas Hashem is based on. The logical conclusion, which he says, the Feirush Nashar Avodas Elokim, is that when I feel especially blessed, I have to give an extra thank you. It's not enough to just do what I'm mechuyev to do. I have to like do extra. I have to go beyond what I have to do. Okay. Anyway, why is Shara Bitachon next? Shara Bitachon is next because it's the most necessary avoda for avoda salokim. Why? Because or else you're consumed with stress, consumed with nervousness, consumed with the everyday life. We all know what everyday life is. Consumed with our lists, consumed with how our children are doing, how our parents are doing, how, like, just busy, 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 busy. And then our minds are taken up with all of the worries and all of the things that we have in our lives. And we are busy people. We're all busy. Especially with all the time-saving devices. We're all busy. The paperless office has more paper than ever before. You need bitachon more than anything else. Okay. Then he starts to list the benefits of bitachon, and that's what he'll do in the psicha to shara bitachon. Shara bitachon itself trains us how to develop bitachon. It's a workshop. We're going to learn the psicha. It's going to take a few weeks because the psicha elaborates on all the benefits of bitachon, which is why I defined bitachon before we even start, because it would be embarrassing to learn Shara Bitachon for a few weeks and then say, what does it mean? And say, well, I don't know. Sure. So it's to train ourselves to rely on Hashem. And again, you have to think of it, this is my definition. It's not my chiddush, but it's not clear, and the Achronim have different ways of looking at bitachon. And so this is my way that I think is Emes, I think is Chodesh Halavos's view. And again, the first sentence you should say is, whatever I do, I'm relying on something. That's how you, that's the train of thought. Whatever I do, I'm relying on something. I'm relying on the storekeeper that he came to the store, or else why would I go? So, no. I'm relying on Hashem. He enabled us. That just enabled is too weak a word. He made that the storekeeper should go. Okay. The first benefit, he splits it into two categories, spiritual benefits and temporal benefits, or all of my Zed benefits, we'll call it physical benefits. So the first spiritual benefit, I said last week, I consider the most difficult lines in the whole Shara Bitachon and Mecholas Halvavos. And I think the Svarim that I've seen do not say the correct pshat. I say that because he lists it as a spiritual benefit, and the way they all learn, which is really the simple meaning of the word, it's really a physical benefit, not a spiritual benefit. Because what he says is that when you boteach Hashem, so Hashem is meisi. You're always boteach in something, so if you're not boteach Hashem, Hashem says, okay, have it your way. This is basically what he says, and Hashem is meisir. Is Ashgacha from you? Well, I'm going to explain this. It's conceptually, it may even be, except for Shara Yichud, for me it's like almost, I think maybe the most conceptually difficult part of the whole Chodesh Halavos. It's not just Shara Bitachon, except for Shara Yichud. I make believe I know, but I have no idea what he's talking about most of the time. That's what he says. Hashem says, okay, have it your way. You want to rely on America, Israel, not on Hashem? Okay, now I'll let natural things take its course. And you want to rely on your boss, you want to rely on the bank, you want to rely on your job? Okay, but now you're going to be subject to the vicissitudes of life, and anything can happen. I'm meisir, my hashgacha from you, my shmira from you. That's what he says. Now, I started explaining it last week. It's a difficult concept. It has to do with hashgacha pratis. It has to do with levels of hashgacha, which is in the Ramban and in the Moreh Nevuchim and in Rabbi Bachaya. There are levels of hashgacha pratis. There is hashgacha pratis on people, but there's levels. There could be a gzeira on a city. There could be a gzeira on Klal Yisrael. There could be a gzeira on a group, on a chabura. There could be a gzeira on a neighborhood. There could be a gzeira on a family. you think of it as like, you know, think of a pond with like concentric circles, you know, and you're at the center. So the Gzeirah Pratus doesn't always have to be, and it's not, it's befairish that sometimes there's a Gzeirah on the city, you know. And then, so while we're used to thinking, you know, say, okay, so then I need a special schus to be saved. If there's a Gzeirah on the city, that the city, you know, Hashem has his cheshbonus, we're not going to make believe that we're privy to his cheshbonus, but sometimes there's a Gzeirah on the city, or on Klal Yisrael. So then if I want to be saved from that Gzeirah, I need more schusim than if Hashem is just being done, if I'm going to get sick or not, you know. But if there's a plague, then I need more schusim to be saved, right? So, and that exists. And so the more a person, this is a principle that's said in many sfarim. It's not an easy principle. There's a sefer, a very, very excellent sefer, written in English, called Hashgacha Pratis. I forgot the name of the author. He's a Chafetz Chaim boy. He was Chafetz Chaim. And it's an excellent sefer. It's called Hashgacha Pratis. And he discusses this at length in many chapters of the book. It's called Hashgacha Pratis. It's in English. I recommend it. I mean, it's not easy reading, and if you read it easily, then you're going to have a lot of caches, and you're going to get all confused. It's a safer. It's Mamish a safer with Myra McComos, and it's deep. And parts of it are deeper than others, of course. But anyway, so they all talk about the bigger atzadik. You know, this is a familiar idea. This is a not uncommon idea, that the more a person is tovek b'Hashem, the tzaddik you are, the more you can be zolchet to hashgacha pratis and a shmira from what I call the vicissitudes of life, a shmira from the gzeira. You know, like I said last week, you know, if the normative mahalach is that a person gets sick with a cold 3 times a winter, and that's normal. So, if I'm Zoche, the way, we think of it as I'm Zoche, but the Rishonim say more specifically is that the closer I am to Hashem, the more I'm living with Hashem, the more my life is bound up with Hashem's reality. So, ultimately, the Avos are called Merkava L'Shechina. Like, that's the most amazing madrega that we don't even know what it means exactly, but they are the means a chariot, like Hashem resides within them, so they will even have nisan happen to them to save them from sorrows. Chutz miteva. So there's a spectrum. So you know, I may be a wonderful person, and so I'll only get sick twice a winter instead of 3 times a winter, you know, etc., etc. Now, what I think the Chazal HaLavos is saying is, he's not talking, most Rishonim, when they talk about it, talk about doing mitzvahs, being, I think the most direct connection to Hashem is what the Chazal HaLavos is saying here, and that's why it's a spiritual benefit, because I'm attuned to Hashem. I'm not living in this world. Like everything that happens, I'm with Hashem. Hashem is doing this. Hashem is doing that. So when you have bitachon to the degree that you, ideally you should have, it's a lifetime of work. No one's going to have bitachon. You know, it's a chavis halvavos, and it's a very difficult one because it goes against the grain of everything we experience. Our experience is all cause and effect. Someone punches me in the nose, my nose bleeds. I don't see Hashem there. It takes an effort. So someone who will be, but that's like the major spiritual benefit. It's a spiritual benefit. The Shemira is already the Totsa'ah, the result, the ramification. Someone asked last week, what about the people in Arnof? Right? So I don't have an answer for that. But they did something right. In other words, if you say stop the tassel me mothers, what about people in Arnof? They davened every day with kavana. What about people in Arnof? Learn, do mitzvahs. Benot Machaveiro. Don't be selfish. What about people on and off? You know, sometimes things happen that there's no answer for. It's not a kasha on bitachon. It's also a kasha on tzedaka and on Talmud Torah and on mitzvahs. And, you know, that's why we have to maintain our emunah that Hashem, you know, has chishbonos and things happen that we don't understand. And that's part of what Eov, that's part of the nesayon of emunah. Yes?
And that also keeps us. Give
us
like a chira, because it was so
clear
cut and we wouldn't.
That's an answer. I'm not gonna now talk about Harnof. I gave my speech already about it. So you can't throw that at someone. It's not, you know, you can't throw, but what about, because anything you say, what about a tzaddik that suffers? What about tzaddik v'ra'alo? And Moshe Rabbeinu, who but the chasreil mi'atne elokim, right, mentes shari chokma. He didn't understand tzaddik v'ra'alo. Hodieni noz v'rachecha, and Hashem says, you know, v'ra'iso sachoroi. Maybe, v'ra'iso sachoroi means the back of me, that you could see. Maybe, if the events happen, we could look back and make a connection. Maybe. But to understand, like, what Hashem does, and, like, why he's doing it, it's beyond the human mind, and that's how the world we just don't understand. Sometimes we can look back and say the Holocaust, we don't really understand it, but we see the ramifications of it, what happened because of it, what led up to it. We see Klal Yisrael was spiritually going down the tubes, and then what arose from it is now the graph is at least moving upwards, even though we suffered the loss of the Holocaust and we're in Eretz Yisrael. So we don't know. But, you know, so that's Rizzo Sacharoi. That we just look back, and that's what my Shver wrote a Sefer, and he explained the difference between Lama and Madua. Madua means why. And Lama means for what purpose. So the why we'll never know, but you could sometimes discern the purpose once you backwards. Anyway, so things will always happen that we don't understand. But borrow to me that what the Chavis HaLovis is saying here is that the number one spiritual benefit is the closeness to Hashem. He doesn't mean what he goes on to say, that then you're in hot water. That's not a spiritual benefit, hot water. Hot water trouble that he describes is a physical benefit, and he's very clear that he's giving you all these spiritual benefits. Bal Korchach, he means the principle of being boteach belokim, means you're with Hashem, the degree to which you have bitachon. There's no promises and no guarantees. There never is. But if I would say that the Chavis HaLovis is saying, your best bet of Shmira, and this is what I say in Shul, because Klal Yisrael is going, doesn't look good for the home team, as they say. Doesn't look good. There's going to be Chavli Mashiach, you know. So someone asked me, my daughter asked me, what can I do to watch my family? You know, can I walk my kids to the bus stop? I go, that's not going to help you, man. Not unless you carry a Uzi with you. What's going to help you? So nothing, you know, so be talking. That's a Shmira. It's a Shmira from, you don't need me to say that. Yeah, the Gemara says, you know, you want to be safe from Chevli Moshiach, you know, Torah and Gemilas Chasodim. So you can just run with that Gemara, which is fine. What I'm seeing in the Chavis HaLovis is that Bitachon, being the spiritual benefit that it is, puts you in your best case scenario of being saved from things, of Shmira, of problem solving. The more bitachon you have, the more likely it is. And I use the word advisedly because there's never any guarantees. The more likely you are, there's everything. There's tefillah, there's tzedakah, and there's chesed, and there's vitur, right? Kolamavra amidosa, mavrim loy kol pshaov. And there's all sorts of things. We don't know why. We're looking for, there's no button. We don't know what button. We can't push buttons. Hashem doesn't respond to our buttons. And we hear speeches, and you hear one speech per week on the average, and it's very inspirational, and it is all true. Right now, in the Chavis HaLovis, he says that Menuchas nafsho ubitchono al alokov yisborach kamosho evet chayav liftoach al adonav. You have to. What does chayav mean? It doesn't mean an evet is obligated to be boteach in his master. He means an evet has to. Doesn't mean obligated to. I mean not has to in the sense of obligated to. Has to in the sense of that's his wife. He knows he's only having breakfast tomorrow because his master is giving him breakfast. He's only having lunch because his master is giving him lunch. He's only going to go to sleep because his master lets him sleep and gives him a bed to sleep on. That's an evet. So a person will be calm. And once you're able to develop that mindset that I'm an eved who's boteach in his master, I'm relying on Hashem for everything in my life. And so then you're calm because, you know, Hashem's taking care of it. I outsourced it, which is what he'll say in Perek Aleph. He'll repeat it in Perek Aleph. Here he's just cursorily saying it because he wants to get to the benefit. He's not talking yet about Bitachon. So the first spiritual benefit is his menuchas nefesh and reliance on Hashem, like an eved relies on his master. So you're always relying on something. The less you're living a life of reliance on Hashem, you have that much less shmirah, you have that much less personal hashgacha pratis, and you're more caught up with maybe an economic downturn, maybe a downsizing of a company, getting sick when it's cold outside, being a statistic. You're more apt to be, we're never really a statistic, chas v'shalom, because there's always some form of hashgacha pratis, but this is hashgacha pratis slash klolis, meaning on a city, on a neighborhood, etc., as I said before. And then there's like, the closer you are and the more you're living with Hashem, the more propis you have. Now, to some people, that's a very scary idea. And many Mepharshim learn that many things that the Jews did in the Midbar incorrectly was because they couldn't stand the pressure of living with Hashem. Too much pressure. They felt the pressure and they rejected it, which never gains you anything. Right, because your best bet of tov and chesed and things being the way we'd like them to be, or the way we think we'd like them to be, is to be with Hashem. But at times we feel a pressure. Again, because Allah tries to remove the pressure from us. If you learn Shara Bechin and Shara Vodas Alokim, so it's not a pressure. You want to say thank you. You're delighted to have a way of realizing that Hashem is always there for you, and Hashem is giving and giving and giving, and etc. Yeah.
Where is the fine line, or where is the hishtadlus?
We're going to learn that as we learn from Shara Bitachon. That's a lot of Shara Bitachon is devoted to that. I can't answer you now. I could, but I don't want to. Mm-hmm. We're going to learn it in Shara Bitachon. We can't learn it all in one in the first year. No, it's okay. It's a very, very good question. An excellent question. And in our lives, that is maybe the uppermost question in our mind. But really, it's that is, but also, even if we get past that, the degree to which we really, really, truly, the emes, have bitachon, is a lifetime of work. We could say we have bitachon, and as I said last week, the Chavadavadus basically defines bitachon as not being nervous. So you can think you have bitachon, and then you have a problem, and you're nervous. And you go, whoops. That's it. I guess I don't have bitachon, or I wouldn't be nervous. You say, well, but you're nervous because you don't know what's going to be. No, it's not true. It's in Hashem's hands, so you're not nervous. Hashem's going to do what's best. Hashem's going to do what's good for you. Right? And you're just calm. So the answer to your question is half the story. the most obvious difficulty of bitachon is that line between bitachon and nishtavus, and there is no objective line. The line will move for each person as they develop their bitachon down to, let's say, the bare minimum. I'll keep my store open for an hour a day. Let's say that's basic nishtavus. Let's say that's the reality. But then, just the degree of where the bitachon is true, and not just lip service, and it's really felt. And, the proof in the pudding, he has a whole parak devoted to that. How can you tell if a person's a baal bitachon? Right? A person doesn't have bitachon, but they walk around moping and nervous, and they get upset when something bad happens, and they worry. And he has a whole list of things, and I think very well. Where he says, this is how you can tell if you really have bitachon or not. So I want to speak out that the hishtadlus bitachon battle is really only half the battle. But then the actual bitachon itself. Hashem's invisible, and when we see, things happen and we see cause and effect, we don't see Hashem. It's very difficult. And it always leads chizuk, which is why we keep learning Shabbat Tavon over and over again, because I am hoping something rubs off on me finally. This is an amazing passage. Normally I don't like, if we would start with all the psukim the Chavis Halavas bring down, I would expose my lack of knowledge of Tanakh, so we skip it. But this is an amazing pasuk. If I say, Chavis Halavas Zara, that's terrible. Halavas Zara is terrible. What's terrible about Halavas Zara? What do you mean? It's Halavas Zara. So the Navi Yirmiyahu says there's two things wrong with Halavas Zara. First of all, you left Hashem, who's Makor Mayim Chayim, and you started Makor Mayim Chayim, like if you imagine someone wants water. So if you have Makor Mayim Chayim, means you have a Mayon, a spring that keeps going. It's not a well that only has water, but this is an ever flowing spring from underground, underground water sources. So it keeps going. That's called Makor Mayim Chayim. A mayon, and then and instead you're going to be'er, which is only has the water that was put into it, with rainwater. It's not a makor mayim chayim. It's only a depository of water, and you're drawing water with broken pails. But the Navi is saying, and it's an amazing statement that he says. If he comes to Klal Yisrael with a taina, it's not worth it. That's not really the point, is it? We're very frum. Well, that's not the point. The point is, if you come with a zara, how do you go? No, the Navi wants you to realize it's not even worth it. You're throwing away your best chance for happiness, for success, for nachas ruach, for everything. That's your best chance, is Hashem. And you're going over to things which lo yoel and that's the same. We see that principle in the Navi. You want to be sonich on your best bet of having parnasa is to be b'teach b'Hashem. If you're b'teach in your boss and you're the fact that he needs you, tomorrow he'll find someone else and he'll need them more. And then where are you? Va'omar va'yamiru es kvodom, and he brings on now a few psukim. All with that message that it's not worth it to not be Boteach Hashem. Your best chance of success, or what we think is success, what we view as success, is to be Boteach Hashem. The Yomar V'Yamir was Kvodom, the Sabneh Shor Ochel Esev. Hashem is Kvodom, and this is the Egel. The Yomar Akosu Baruch HaGeber Hashem Yiftach Hashem, V'Yashem Yiftacho. The Yomar Hashem HaGeber Hashem Hashem Yiftacho. V'lo Fono Al Rohovim. The Satei Chazov, purveyors of lies and sheker. The Omar Ora Gever Sheyiftach Ba'odom, the Sambasos Ra'ol Min Hashem Yosur Libo. V'yiftach, if a person relies al chochmoso, on his own intelligence, v'tachbuloso, and on his street smarts, v'koach gufo, or his abilities, his physical abilities, v'hishtagluso, yazveu Hashem l'nafsho. So Hashem will say, okay, let's see how you do on your own. Let's experiment. Okay, go ahead, have it your way. V'yigal orik, v'yechlash kocho, because that's the nature of mankind. But tikzer tachbuloso, he's not going to cover all his bases. What happens if this and what happens if that? There's no guarantees with Hashem. But one guarantee there is, that you're not going to worry about, but what about if? Because Hashem is larger, obviously. I mean, we have to work on believing that, on making that a reality. Hashem is larger than any what if. But who's gonna, you know, this problem and that problem and this, and you know, whether it's parnosa or health or shidduchim, anything, you know, Hashem is larger than any if. Hashem solves insoluble problems, seemingly insoluble problems. A person is limited, so I can't see a way out of this mess I'm in. There's no such thing. Hashem is above it all. Again, we have to work on that, and that's what we're going to learn. We didn't start the shiur yet. The shiur is going to train us in the mindset of developing the right understanding of Hashem's abilities, of what Hashem is, because he details what bitachon is. He says, you know, meanwhile we didn't start yet. To have bitachon, you have to believe that the person you have bitachon on loves you and cares about you. You have to believe the person can do anything. You have to believe no one can stop him from doing anything. You have to believe he can figure anything out. You have to believe he'll only do what's good for you, etc., 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 etc. So that's what you work on. That's when we learn Perek Beis and Gimel, we'll learn what to work on. Now he's just advertising. You want your best bet of success and happiness, your best bet is to have bitachon. Because with bitachon, you have Hashem at your side. And with everything else, Hashem leads you and says, okay, you want to make friends with America, you want to make friends with your boss, you want to make friends with this person that's not so good for your ruchnius, okay, so let's see what happens. If that's what he wants to rely on, he has money in the bank. Yusarmi Manu. Money in the bank, I have plenty of rich people. Become penniless very, very fast. The Yeshua Luzulaso. Moshomer Akosov Osher Yishka Vulo Yeosef Eino. Vulo Yeosef Eino Pokach Meineno. Where's all his money? He bought stock in, what is it, Goldman Sachs?
Lehman Brothers,
okay. So you'll say, but that happened to even people who had Bitachon. That's what someone here is thinking. So first of all, you don't know that. We don't know. It's a chavis halavus. We don't know who has bitachon, who doesn't have bitachon. Second of all, what is your point? That you don't believe in Hashem? Bitachon is just the reality of Hashem. It's nothing more than, and emunah is the tree, bitachon is the fruit. It's not. There's really no chidushim in bitachon. It's not like, oh yeah, but so let's say I can't answer you, but we certainly can all agree that Hashem is in charge of the world. Hashem runs things. And he wants us to have bitachon. It's a mitzvah. It's a chiyuv. And it's reality. So, you know, that's how he wants us to live, with bitachon. For Omar, Al Tiga Lahashir, Mibinoscha Chadol, don't rely on your smarts, on your charm. V'omar hasef edechabol ve'enenu, v'omar bachatziyomo v'yazdenu, v'achriso v'inovol, Otimna mimeno, and also bo. Not always are you going to be around to enjoy your wealth. Kasher omar hachocham lo yashutenu alukim lechol mimeno. All of a suddenly he's not around anymore. It's fleeting. Hashem is not fleeting. Hashem is permanent. Hashem is. So again, if you rely on your money, right? So either he won't be able to have hanah from it, and you'll just have the money, Shashomer Osam and Apagom, you become like a caretaker for the money, actually Yosha Lamishu Royalo, until the person that Hashem wants to have it gets it. Moshama Valachotin Osaninian Lesson Velichnos Lossi to Tov of Neolokin. Vomar Yochim the Tzadigilbosh Vekesav Nochi Yachlot. This is all number one. So again, he can't be talking about money or health or relationships. Those are not spiritual benefits. His point must be the spiritual benefit is that you're on a spiritual high. You're living with Hashem. You see things happening. You think Hashem, like it says in the Sfarim by Esther Malka, when she talked to Ahasuerus, she was talking to Hashem. In her mind, she was talking to Hashem. She knew that Hashem is determining what's going to happen, and that's who she was talking to. When you live with Hashem, you have the most shmira that you can have. That's what he's saying. That's your best bet. I only say it that way because there's no guarantees. And then, you know, and then we don't understand Darkei Hashem. So you say, well, why should you bother having pitachon? Because it's still the reality. And it still says in all these psukim that Hashem wants us to have pitachon. Hashem wants us to rely on Him. And relying on Him is really just expressing the reality of existence. That Hashem does run everything. Hashem is in charge of everything. Hashem is enabling everything. And that's really what the Navi is saying. Like, almost as such to say, you might as well rely on Hashem because that's the reality. As they say, if someone tells you, you know, you tell someone you have to be tough on it, they say, come on, but you got to be practical, which is always what they tell you. That's the answer. After you've reached the bar of Hishtadlus, which we're not going to, right? There is such a bar, but it's only because it's the will of Hashem, not because it's necessary. So when it's the will of Hashem, which the Chaim Davar goes on to explain why it's the will of Hashem. But it's the reality that Hashem is enabling everything, and He wants us to recognize that, because again, Emun is the tree and Bitachon is the fruit. He wants us to have that practical, day-to-day Emuna, not just, you know, Hashem is determining that I have Manasa. Hashem is determining my happiness in life. Well, He's not determining your happiness, that's your Bechira, but He's determining the circumstances of my life. And it's Chesed, and he's determining it. So I'm relying on Him to, now you fill in the blank. I'm relying on Him that I should be successful, that I should be happy, I'm relying on Him. I mean, we know Hashem wants us to be happy. We know Hashem wants us to be successful. We know Hashem wants, now, again, it gets complicated because Hashem's measure of success might not be the same as ours. Right? We would like success to be, you know, sit back and success might be I'm on vacation, it's going to snow, they're going to close the roads, that's success, right? Hashem's measure of success is to come to shul and give it to Russia and give shiurim. Right? That's Hashem's measure of success. So, right, okay, we'll stop.